Today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Vandanath Das Prabhu from Detroit. Prabhuji, welcome to the call. Please take over, Prabhu, when you are ready. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse number 17. Please take over the call, Prabhu, when you are ready.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you for inviting me to speak on Everyday Chant. So today we'll be speaking on chapter 15, text 17 of Bhagavad Gita. Along with that, I will be focusing more on the glories of upcoming Purushottam month. Purushottam month is starting day after tomorrow as per the US timing, September 17th. So I would like to discuss the glories of Purushottam month, what is to be done, what is not to be done during this month. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15. The chapter 15th of Bhagavad Gita is known as Purushottam Yoga, the yoga of the Supreme Person. So text 17. Uttam purushva tvanya parmatmeti udarhata yo lokatrayam avishaya vivartavya ishvarah. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The idea of this verse is very nicely expressed in Katha Upanishad and Shvetavatara Upanishad. It is clearly stated here that above the innumerable living entities, some of whom are conditioned and some of whom are liberated, there is the Supreme Personality who is Paramatma. The Upanishadic verse run as follow. Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. The purport is that amongst all the living entity, both conditioned and liberated, there is one supreme living personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who maintains them and gives them all the facility of enjoyment according to different work. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. A wise man who has understood him is eligible to attain perfect peace, not others. So, Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaitya Gadadha Shrivasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So reading the translation once again. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the supreme soul, the imperishable Lord himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. So chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita is called the Yoga of the Supreme Person. Purushottama Yoga. Purushottama means Purusho me Uttam, the topmost among the human beings. And who can be topmost among the human beings? The Supreme Lord himself. So this verse describes, in connection with the previous verse, that there are two types of living entities. The jiva are of two types. Nitya Baddha, Nitya Siddha. And in Nitya Siddha also, there are two divisions. One is Nitya Siddha, and one are the second category is Sadhana Siddha. So Nitya Siddha, who are always in the eternal spiritual world, who never falls down. That is Nitya Siddha. Sadhana Siddha is the living entity who has come to this material world, and after performing sadhana, after performing bhakti, one has become eligible to go back to spiritual world. So Sadhana Siddha. And the Baddha Jiva is the living entity who is stuck in this material world. Nitya Baddha, who is going on in life after life after life in this material world. So Lord Krishna is describing there are two type of living entities, Nitya Baddha, Nitya Siddha, and beyond those two, there is the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord himself, along with the living entity who comes in this material world. The Lord also comes to this material world, accompanying the spirit soul. Each individual living entity, he is residing in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Sarvasya chaham hridayesha niveshtam mattah smritir gyanam apohanam cha. So Lord Krishna says, I am seated in everybody's heart. From me comes remembrance, from me comes forgetfulness, and from me comes knowledge. Mattah smritir gyanam apohanam cha. So he is accompanying every living entity within this material world to guide them, to guide their chariot, to navigate their chariot within this material world, as the Lord navigated Arjuna's chariot. But we have to turn towards the Lord, as Arjuna took shelter of the Supreme Lord. Please, you guide me in this war. So the living entity need to turn towards the Supreme Lord, who is sitting in everybody's heart. So the living and the Supreme Lord is known as Purushottama. And wonderfully, this next coming month, as per the Vedic calendar, is called Purushottama month. Actually, this is called Adhik Mas. Adhik means extra. So this Adhik Mas is coming up, and as per the Vaishnava tradition, the Adhik Mas, which is known as Purushottama Mas, has many wonderful qualities. It has such a great significance for our spiritual life, because it is filled with Krishna's special mercy, special benedictions which are offered during this month. Generally we say time, kala. Kala is also Krishna's energy, right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, kala asmi, I am the time. So Krishna is the time factor. So if Krishna is himself time, then every moment, each and every moment, each day, each month, each year is auspicious in that way, because it is Krishna's energy. Krishna himself is time factor. But still, we consider some particular time, we say some muhurat, right? That this particular muhurat is very auspicious. This particular nakshatra, muhurat, or this particular day, or this particular month is very auspicious. So why is that? If time is Krishna's energy, each and every moment is auspicious. Yes, for bhakti, each and every moment is auspicious. Performing bhakti, one can do at any time, no restriction or no consideration of time and place. But still, from the materialistic point of view, from the ritualistic activity point of view, Krishna blesses particular times with his special mercy. So that is how some particular month are considered as more auspicious, which can award unlimited benefit actually from material point of view also and from spiritual point of view also. Because Lord Krishna is known as Purushottama. Whenever Lord Krishna appears in this material world, either he comes as Lord Ramachandra, he comes as Lord Krishna, he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Purushottama. When Lord appeared as Lord Ramachandra, he is known as Maryada Purushottama. One who is abiding by his Maryada. He declared, I am going to marry only one woman, only ek patni vrata. I am not going to accept any other woman in the marital relationship. So Lord showed Maryada. He is Maryada Purushottam, ideal son, ideal husband, ideal brother, ideal friend, ideal king, ideal student. So he is in all aspects showing Maryada. And when Lord Krishna comes, Lord Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. He does many wonderful Leela who nobody else can perform. He accepted each and everyone. Anybody who came to Krishna, we don't have any shelter. Krishna says, come on, come to me. I will give you shelter. If your father is not giving you shelter, your husband is not giving you shelter, your family, your brother not giving you shelter, I am here for you. He accepted all those 16,000 princesses captured by Narakasura and gave them all, Krishna gave them shelter, accepted them all as his wives. Chahe koi Brajvasini hai, chahe koi Mathura Vasini hai, chahe Dwarika Vasini hai, everybody come. I will give you shelter. Krishna is Leela Purushottam. And then comes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the Yug Dharma is the chanting of the holy name. And Lord comes personally in the guise of his own devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He himself is the incarnation, combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is freely giving the love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Prem Purushottama. Lord Ramachandra is Maryada Purushottama. Lord Krishna is Leela Purushottama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Purushottama. He is giving the love of Godhead freely to everybody. Patra patra vichara nahi, nahi sthana sthana. Yehi jatha paya, take kare premadan. Whoever meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he meets, if he is eligible, not eligible, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the love of Godhead, giving him the chanting of the holy name as a gift. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottama. So Krishna in all various forms, he is Purushottama, top among all the human beings, supermost. And in Kali Yuga, Krishna's incarnation is in the form of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath, Baladev Subhadramai, in the form of Daru Brahman. They reside in Jagannath Puri. So Lord Jagannath is also known as Purushottama. And his dhama, his abode, is also known as Purushottama Kshetra. Right? When we, after Kirtan, we glorify, we do the Jai Ghosh, we say Purushottama Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. So Jagannath Puri Dham is known as Purushottama Kshetra, Kshetra of the Purushottama. So Lord Jagannath is Purushottama, his Dham is Purushottama Kshetra. And Lord Jagannath has a very wonderful Leela actually, and it is related to Purushottam month, one of the very wonderful pastime of Jagannath. What is that? See, Jagannath, generally the deities in the temple, they are given bath in the morning, bathing ceremony. But for Jagannath, the bathing ceremony is very special. You know how Lord Jagannath is bathed every morning? Because Jagannath form is made of wood, Daru Brahman. Right? Daru means wood, Brahman means the Supreme Lord coming in the form of wood. So one, we cannot bathe the wooden form of the Lord for various reasons, because the wood will absorb moisture and There is a nice decoration, the face, the paints which are used to decorate the face of the Lord. It's not the some acrylic paint or something. It's natural pigmented colors, colors deriving from the natural sources like the fruits, vegetables. So from natural sources, the colors are driven and that are used. Natural pigments are used for painting the wooden form of Jagannath, decorating his face. So if Jagannath is bathed, Daru Brahman, all that will go away every day. So Jagannath is not bathed directly. How is Lord Jagannath bathed then? They show a mirror in front of Jagannath. So Jagannath sees his reflection in the mirror and then they bathe Jagannath's reflection. So they bathe the mirror. So Jagannath's reflection is getting bathed. So that is how Lord Jagannath is given bath every day. But once a year, Lord Jagannath comes out in the public and his Snan Yatra is performed, where the open bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath is performed. And after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath goes behind his altar. He is not giving darshan to the public for the next 2 weeks till the time of Rath Yatra. And that is the time when it is said, oh, Lord Jagannath falls sick after this huge bathing ceremony. Lord Jagannath falls sick and they are giving nice herbal teas and nice other herbals to Jagannath to cure him. But actually what is happening is Jagannath is recovering from new painting. New painting is done. He comes out afresh after 2 weeks with all that new paint and everything. But every few years, the Jagannath form changes completely. Navakalevara, that festival is celebrated where Jagannath's new deity forms are carved. And that's a huge process with a lot of technicalities, how the wood is selected, how the wood is, the deity forms are carved, then how Jagannath from the old deity form to the new deity form is transferred and what is done to the old deities of Jagannath. But the whole ceremony of this Navakalevara, you know, when that ceremony happens, so it happens every 8 years or 9 years, 12 years, 16 years or sometimes 19 years. So it happens in that way. There's no fixed day or fixed year actually. It happens that. And when that, does that happen? When this Adhik Mas, Purushottam Mas, coincides with the Ashad month, Ashad Mas. At that year, in that year, Jagannath's deity form is changed to a new form. Navakalevara festival is celebrated. So this, in that way, Purushottam month is very special. When it coincides, overlaps with Ashad month, it doesn't happen every time. Purushottam month, we will discuss when Purushottam month come, how often Purushottam month come. So Purushottam month doesn't coincide with Ashad month every time, whenever Purushottam month come. So it happens sometime in 8 years or 12 years, 16 years, 19 years, 23 years. And that is a very special time. So overall, Lord Jagannath is Purushottama. His dham is Purushottama Kshetra. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is known as Purushottam. And on his name, this month is also known as Purushottam month. And there is another wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna was planning to kill Jarasandha, he came to Jarasandha with Arjun and Bhima in the disguise of Brahmana and they challenged Jarasandha for a wrestling match. So Jarasandha chose Bhima to fight a wrestling match with him. And Jarasandha, the name of Jarasandha, Jarasandha, Sandha means Sandhi. See, when Jarasandha was born, he was born into two pieces. Everybody can please go on mute. So when Jarasandha was born, he was born in two pieces actually. And his body, because the parents, the mother was scared seeing that form of Jarasandha, and it was thrown out of the palace in far in the forest. And one Rakshasi, a tribal woman named Jara, was passing by. She picked up these two pieces of the baby and joined them together. Sandhi. तो जरा ने उसका संधि कर दिया एंड एज सुन एज दोस टू पीसेस कंबाइंड द बेबी क्राइड लाउडली एंड बिकॉज जरा कंबाइंड दीज टू पीसेस द नेम ऑफ द बेबी वॉज जरासंध. द बेबी क्राइड एंड द डेमन शी वॉज सो स्केयर्ड शी ड्रॉप द बेबी एंड रैन अवे. सो द बेबी वॉज ब्रॉट बैक इन टू द पैलेस एंड दिस इज हाउ जरासंध वॉज बॉर्न हिज नेम वॉज गिवन. And when Bhima was doing the wrestling match with the Jarasandha, so he was trying to rip apart into two pieces Jarasandha's whole body, catching it with the leg and tearing apart in two pieces. And he was throwing these two pieces, but these two pieces will join again. And at that time, Lord Krishna indicated to Bhima that don't throw these two pieces in two separate directions, throw them in reverse direction. And Jarasandha saw Krishna indicating to Bhima this particular strategy. And he was very, very mad at Krishna that you are giving this strategy to Bhima to kill me. And Jarasandha, while dying, when Bhima was ripping apart Jarasandha and throwing him, Jarasandha spoke very severe words, harsh word to Krishna. And these words were, which Jarasandha spoke was to swear words Jarasandha used for Krishna. One was Bandhuhan. Bandhuhan means who killed his own Bandhu. Bandhu means Sakha, relative. So Jarasandha was using the swear word for Krishna. Wo Krishna ko gali de raha tha ki tumne apne mama ka vadh kiya. You are Bandhuhan. And the second swear word, दूसरी गाली जो उसने कृष्णा के लिए यूज किया, that was पुरुषाधम, that you are the lowest among the पुरुषस. That was his mood, his intention of speaking these words. So he spoke these swear words, but still Jarasandha, because he died in front of Krishna, Jarasandha achieved liberation. And one may think, how come Jarasandha could achieve liberation even though he spoke these swear words to Krishna? कृष्णा को गाली देते हुए मरा फिर भी उसको मुक्ति मिला. हाउ इज दैट पॉसिबल? बट आचार्य एक्सप्लेन एक्चुअली द मीनिंग ऑफ दीज टू स्वेयर वर्ड्स. जो उसने दो गाली दिया कृष्णा को, द मीनिंग ऑफ दोज टू वर्ड्स एज पर व्हाट आचार्य एक्सप्लेन, सरस्वती चेंज द होल मीनिंग ऑफ दीज टू वर्ड्स व्हेन शी ऑफर्ड दीज टू वर्ड्स एट द फीट ऑफ कृष्णा. बंधुहन, बंधुहन मीन्स वन हु किल्ड हिज ओन बंधु, हिज ओन रिलेटिव. बट बंधु, who is our bandhu in this material world? We are all stuck in this material world and we are going into this cycle of life, death, old age, disease in this material world. And this material world is Krishna's maya shakti. And we are that maya shakti because this material world, this whole material nature, material world is so dear to us. We want to stay here. We want to enjoy here. Krishna says, Dukkhalya Shashvatam, this material world is miserable place. We say, no, 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 this is very happy place. I want to enjoy here. So we are considering this Maya Shakti so dear to us. Maya Shakti is our Bandhu. We are so attached to this Maya. We want to stay here, permanently settle down here. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Devi hai yesha gunmai mama maya dhurattaya. This material nature, material energy of mine is very difficult to overcome. माम एव ये प्रपद्यन्ते माया मेताम तरन्ति ते. बट इफ समबडी सरेंडर्स अनटू मी देन ही विल बी एबल टू ओवरकम दिस मटेरियल एनर्जी, दिस माया शक्ति. सो कृष्णा किल्स द इन्फ्लुएंस, डिस्ट्रॉय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ माया शक्ति ऑन द लिविंग एंटिटी इफ समबडी टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णा. सो वन हु किल्स द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ अवर ग्रेटेस्ट बंधु माया शक्ति, दैट इज बंधुहन. That is the meaning which Acharya has derived, which Saraswati offered at the feet of Krishna. So what is the second swear word? Dusri gali Jarasandha ne kya diya tha? Purushadhama. So his intention was, you are the lowest among the human beings. But Saraswati changed the whole meaning. Saraswati is saying, every Purusha in front of you is Adhama. So you are the topmost among all the Purushas. So Purushadhama means all the Purushas are Adhama in front of Krishna, and Krishna is the topmost among all Purusha. He is Purushottama. So that is how Krishna's name, Purushottama, is again signified here. in this particular Leela also. And Saraswati offered these two swear words in the form of glorification at the feet of Krishna. And Jarasandh is getting liberated by speaking glorification of Krishna. So Krishna is Purushottama. That's why this chapter, 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we are calling it as Purushottama Yoga. The yoga which connects with Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, this Adhik Mas, what is the significance of this Adhik Mas? How this Adhik Mas come into existence? Why this Adhik Mas got the name Purushottam Mas? What is the history behind this Purushottam month? So there are many stories, many pastime, how this Purushottam month appeared in terms of Lord's Leela, in terms of the astrology based on the Jyotish Shastra. So how this Adhik Mas comes into existence. So from the Leela point of view, we know Lord Narsingadev's appearance and Hiranyakashipu, who performed severe austerities to get a boon from Brahma to become immortal. Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. Amar hona chahta tha. Nobody can kill me. So he performed severe austerities and Brahma appeared in front of Hiranyakashipu and asked him, ask me whatever boon you want. Hiranyakashipu said, make me immortal so that I don't die. Brahma said, I am also not immortal. Bhaiya, how can I make you immortal? Ask me something else. And Hiranyakashipu thought, I will cheat Brahma. So idhar udhar se lapet ke, he asked so many different boons from Brahma. Give me the boon. I don't die in the daytime. I don't die in the night time. I don't die by any animal, by any human, by any demigods, any Gandharva, by not any weapon, by not any Astra, Shastra, not at earth, not in air. So he did all these things. And one more thing he actually spoke was that, give me the boon, I don't die in any of these 12 months. Because these 12 months in general, a year has 12 months. And he asked the boon, give me the boon, I don't die in any of these 12 months. So he was thinking, I will become immortal indirectly by asking all these boons. And Brahma gave the boon, tathastu, may it be. And then Lord, he can surpass any of these benedictions. He can come up with some plan. He is the most intelligent. All our intelligence is coming from the Supreme Lord, and still that is tiny intelligence, and we think with that tiny intelligence we can cheat the Lord. And Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the cheater amongst the cheaters. I am the topmost cheater. If somebody want to cheat me, I am the biggest cheater. So Lord appears, and before his appearance, he made a appearance of this Adhik Mas. Okay, you got the boon. You don't want to be killed, die in any of these 12 months. I will create another month. So Lord created another month, which is known as Adhik Mas. So Lord Narsingadev appeared out of the pillar and he killed Hiranyakashipu. And that time, this was the Adhik Mas. So Lord Narsingadev's appeared happened in Adhik Mas, the Narsing Chaturdashi, which we celebrate. So that was the original existence of Adhik Mas. But from the astrology point of view also, the time calculation which we do, the time calculation happens in two different ways, either based on the solar cycle or the lunar cycle. Chandra gati ke hisab se ya surya ki gati ke hisab se. So the lunar cycle is when moon travels from one place all the way, does his whole circle and comes back to the exact same place, exact same constellation, that is one lunar year. When moon completes its one circle, one orbit, comes back to the exact same position, exact same constellation. And that happens in about 354 days. And the solar year is when sun completes its one orbit, one complete circle, starts from one position and comes back to the exact same position, exact same constellation. That is one solar year. And sun travels the whole one circle, one orbit in approximately 365 days. So lunar, the moon completes one orbit 354 days. Sun completes in 365 plus something, 365 and half. So there is a 11 and half, 11 days difference between the lunar circle and the solar circle, lunar year and solar year. So 11 days. So it's exactly 11 days, and in approximately 32 months, 16 days, this gap becomes equal to 30 days. That's why every to balance this lunar circle and solar circle, the lunar year and solar year, one extra month of 30 days is added to balance that. So that is Adhik Mas, which comes every average, on an average. It's not a fixed duration. So on an average, Adhik Mas comes every 32 months, 16 days, 4 hours something. So that's where this Adhik Mas is added in the calendar to balance both lunar and solar calendars. Now, when this extra mass is added, everything in this world is a person, is a personality. So every month of the year, even the rivers, the mountains, everything is a personality. Like Himalaya, we say Himalaya, Himdev. And the ocean, and even all the elements of material nature, Bhumi, Agni, Vayu, Akash, so they all have a personality and a presiding deity. So this Adhik Mas is added, every month has a personality and they have a presiding deity. But when this Adhik Mas is entered, this Adhik Mas does not have any presiding deity, it doesn't have any auspicious tithi in this month, and everybody is condemning this month. Oh, this month is useless, it's a waste. There is no tithi, we cannot do any religious ceremonies in this month. No wedding can be done, no Grah Pravesh, no Upanayan Sanskar. So none of these things can be done. So if somebody goes to Ved Pati Brahmana, the Karma Kandi Brahmana, and want to do any of these ceremonies, they will say, oh, this month, this is useless. This is Mala Mas. The another name of this month when it appeared is known as Mala Mas. Mas means month, Mala means stool. So this month is like stool. It's useless. Nobody want to see at it. Nobody want to touch it. Nobody want to do anything with this. So this is complete waste. They will say nothing can be done. So this personality of this Adhik Mas, this Devi of Adhik Mas, she is in a very morose situation. Nobody want to look at me. I am a useless thing. So she goes to Brahma. And Brahma tells this Adhik Mas, this personality of Adhik Mas, that I cannot do anything for you. She is saying, please do something for me. Everybody is neglecting me. You do something for me. What is my fault in this? I am just coming to balance this lunar cycle and solar cycle. What is my fault in this? And she is telling, see, when Rahu came in between moon and sun, Rahu's intentions at the time of Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean, after the nectar was driven out of the ocean, all the daityas, rakshasas, also want to drink this nectar. So Rahu, by trick, for a cheating method, he came and sat, disguising himself as a devata. He sat in between Chandra and Surya to drink that nectar. And they figured out, oh, this is a demon, Rahu, who has come in the disguise of devata. And ultimately, his head was speared. So Rahu's head was cut off. His head became Rahu and body became Ketu, Rahu Ketu. So Malamas, that personality, saying Rahu had a cheating propensity when he came sat in between Chandra and Surya. So he had to face the consequences. But what is my fault? I have come to balance the cycle of lunar and solar. I have come for a better purpose. Why I have been treated like that? Please do something for me. And Brahma said, okay, I will take you to Lord Vishnu. So this whole story, actually it comes in Padma Purana. Padma Purana, Skanda Purana talks about the glorification of Purushottam month. And how this whole story starts is the Sutta Goswami, he is speaking to the sages of Nemesharanya. The sages of Nemesharanya, head by Shaunakadi Rishi, they ask Sutta Goswami, please speak something which is of utmost benefit to all of us. By hearing, we derive the utmost benefit. And Sutta Goswami said, I will tell you of one narration, one discussion which happened between Narad Muni and Nar Narayan Rishi, Badri Narayan. So once Narad Rishi, Narad Muni, he went to Badrika Ashrama. He approached Narayan Rishi. And he approached Narayan Rishi and spoke to him, please speak to me something which is of utmost benefit to me. By hearing something, I can derive utmost benefit. This is who is speaking, Narad Muni. Narad Muni is speaking, please speak something which is most beneficial to me. And Narayan Rishi said, I will speak to you something which was spoken by Lord Krishna to Yudhishthir Maharaj. See, kahani ke andar kahani, kahani ke andar kahani. This is how in Bhagavatam also it happens. All Sutta Goswami is describing, and in that he is telling one story. In that, inside the story, there is another story. So Badri Narayan. So who is by the name Badri Narayan? Actually, Badrika Ashram. Badrika Ashram is Nar Narayan Rishi's ashram. Right, Lord Vishnu himself in the form of Narayan Rishi. He came and performed austerity. He is the presiding deity of this whole Bharatvarsha. And when Lord Vishnu came as Narayan Rishi, Lakshmi Devi also came and become a tree there. Beri ka ped. So that Badri, Badri is the tree of this bear. So that's why this whole place is known as Badrik Ashram. And Lord is known as Badri Narayan. As Lakshmi Narayan, so same way Badri Narayan. Badri is Lakshmi Ji and Narayan is Narayan Rishi. So Badri Narayan, he is telling to Narad Rishi, Narad Muni, I will tell you the history which was narrated by Lord Krishna once to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, when they lost everything, they had to play the gambling match with Kauravas. They were defeated in that gambling match with cheating methods. They lost everything, all their kingdom, all their opulences. Draupadi was dishonored in that whole assembly. And they had to they were exiled for 12 years to the forest. And when they were wandering in the forest, they arrived at Kamyavan. Vrindavan, Kamyavan. So at that time, Lord Krishna arrived there. And seeing the situation of Pandavas, Lord Krishna is very morose. Seeing his devotees in that situation, Lord feels very bad. And at that time, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Lord Krishna, please tell me why we are suffering like this. Why we had to face all these things. And Lord Krishna tells them that you had offended Purushottam month once in your previous life. That's why you are suffering all these things in this life. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Purushottam month? What is this Purushottam month? Never heard of this before. And then Lord Krishna tells the history of this Purushottam month, right, which is Sutta Goswami is narrating to Shaunakadi Rishi. So this Adhik Mas, which comes to balance this lunar and solar cycle, this personality, once she approached Brahma, and Brahma said, I cannot do anything for you. I will take you to Lord Vishnu. So this Brahma, along with personality of Adhik Mas Devi, he came to Vaikuntha Dham in front of Lord Vishnu. And she, after arriving in Vaikuntha Dham, also she is crying. She is doing this. She is shedding tears and crying. And Lord Vishnu said, who is this? Why are you crying? This is Vaikuntha Dham. Nobody cries in Vaikuntha. This dham is known as Vaikuntha, which is free from any kunta, any anxiety. So why are you crying? And she told her situation, why I'm crying and who am I? And nobody is giving any care to me, any respect to me. I am completely like a orphan. Please give me shelter. And Lord Vishnu said, okay, I will take you to the headquarters. So Lord Vishnu, along with Brahmaji, Adhik Mas Devi, he took them to Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Lok Vrindavan is described in the spiritual world, the topmost planet where Lord Krishna resides eternally, along with all his cowherd friends, sakhas, gopis, being served there. And the distance between Vaikuntha Dham to Goloka Vrindavan is like 50 crore yojan. That is the distance described. So Adhik Mas, along with Lord Vishnu and Brahma, came to Goloka Vrindavan. There is so much effulgence. It's so shiny. And Adhik Mas, the personality, she is not able to tolerate that. She hides behind Lord Vishnu and she is still crying, making that noise. And they came in front of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna welcomed Lord Vishnu and he heard this sound of somebody's crying. And he said, who is this? Who is crying here? Nobody cries here in Goloka Vrindavan. At least nobody cries there out of any suffering. People cry out of love. They shed the tears of love. But nobody cries here. And then she came. Vishnuji indicated this is Malmas, Adhikmas. She is orphaned. There is nobody to take care of her and nobody gives any attention to her. And she approached Lord Krishna, please help me, please do something. I am suffering. Nobody is giving any respect, any care for me. I am orphan. And Lord Krishna said, whoever comes to me, if there is nobody for them to give shelter to them, I give them shelter. So do not worry, I will accept you. And how does Lord Krishna accept? See, as in Dwarika Leela, Mathura Leela, Vrindavan Leela, Krishna accepted anybody. Gopis had the desire to have Krishna as their husband. Krishna accepted everybody. So Krishna said, I will accept you. How will I accept you? I will make you my wife. So Krishna accepted the Devi of Adhik Mas as his wife. And he said, I will give you my own name. When some woman marries to a person, what does she get? Her name changes. So a girl marries, what the name becomes? She marries to Mr. Gupta. So now her name is Mrs. Gupta, Mrs. Sharma, or something like that. So she gets the name of the husband. So Krishna said, I will give you my name. Now you will be known as Purushottam Mant. And not only the name, I will give you all my qualities also, all my opulences also. You will become like me. You will have all those opulences. So Krishna gave her the name Purushottam Mant and blessed her with all those great qualities, great auspiciousness. So this is how this Purushottam Mant appeared and she got that name of Purushottam Mant. So Krishna is describing this to Yudhishthira Maharaj. This is a special month, Purushottam Mant, and you neglected Purushottam Mant to observe some special activities, performing vrata in the Purushottam month. You criticize this Adhik Mas, considering it as a Mal Mas. That's why you are facing these consequences. And at that time, Draupadi was also hearing very attentively. She said, okay, Pandava, these five husbands of mine, they may have insulted Purushottam month, but why? What did I do? Why I had to suffer all these consequences? And Krishna smiled. You also have a history. Let me narrate your history also. So in your previous life, you were the wife of, the daughter of Mandavi Rishi, Medhavi Rishi. And this Medhavi Rishi, he was such a great Rishi. He was always performing austerities, engaged in his sadhana bhakti. His wife passed away and he was so much engaged in his bhakti, he forgot to even think that you are getting old enough, you are a marriageable age. He forgot to even give you in marriage. He was so much engaged in his sadhana, in his tapasya. And all the girls of your age, they were getting married. And seeing them all getting married, going with their husbands, having somebody to take care of them, you were also feeling, having that desire that I wish I also get married. My father gives me away to some suitable husband. But Medhavi Rishi, he was completely absorbed in like that. And one day he also left his body. So after Medhavi Rishi passed away, he gave up his body. You were all alone. And now you were thinking, who will take care of me? At that time, Durvasa Rishi came there. And Durvasa Rishi, he was a very great friend of Medhavi Rishi. So Durvasa Rishi came there, he consoled the daughter of Medhavi Rishi and asked me, "What can I do for you?" And she said, "See, my father has passed away. My mother has already passed away earlier. Now I am all alone. There's nobody to take care of me. I don't have any husband also. So I wish that I get married to some suitable husband. Somebody is there to take care of me." And Durvasa Rishi said, "In that matter, I cannot do something, but there is one solution for you. See, right now, Purushottam month is coming. So you do the Vrata of Purushottam month and all your problems will be solved. You are looking for a husband in this world. Actually, you can get the husband, the Supreme Lord, as your husband. Do not worry. Perform the Vrata in this Purushottam month." And the daughter of Medhavi Rishi, she was so upset that you are also giving me pravachan only, not solving my real problem. I am telling you I want to get married and you are telling me something else, perform austerities, do this Vrata and all that. What is this Purushottam month? This is Adhik Mas, Mal Mas. What is so special about this? There is no auspicious tithi. There is no particular tithi also in this month. So she insulted Purushottam month and she insulted Durvasa Rishi also. Durvasa Rishi, he is very easy to be pleased, very easy to be angered. He is like a thunderbolt from outside as well as he is soft like a flower also. So Durvasa Rishi was going to get angry. He controlled, "Oh, she is the daughter of my great friend and she is all alone in a already a miserable situation. So I'm not going to curse her, but she is going to get the repercussion for insulting this Purushottam month." So he told her that you are going to get some reaction for insulting this Purushottam month. I'm not going to curse you, but you have to face some consequences. And Durvasa Rishi also left. He said, "If you really want to please, you want to get out of this miserable situation, please Ashutosh, Lord Shiva." So the daughter of Medhavi Rishi, she performed austerities for 9,000 years. And Lord Shiva appeared in front of her. And she was so excited seeing Lord Shiva in front of her, out of so much excitement. See what happens when we are sometimes so much excited, we started blabbering. We speak something, we lose control on our speech. The words are coming out. So she started speaking. Lord Shiva asked me any boon, and she started blabbering. "I request you, please give me a husband. I want a husband. Please, please, please give me a husband. Please. I want a husband. Please give me a husband." Lord Shiva said, "Tathastu, you will get five husbands." She said, "No, I just want one husband. Why five husbands?" Lord Shiva said, "You spoke five times. I want a husband. Please give me a husband. So you will get five husbands." Now she was feeling very ashamed. What will people think about me having five husbands? That will be very condemned in the society. And Lord Shiva said, "No, I cannot take my words back. Not in this life, but maybe you will get the five husbands in your next life. And all these five husbands will be having unique qualities in themselves." So after that, she grew very old and she gave up her life. And next life, the daughter of Medhavi Rishi, she was born out of the yajna. When Drupad Maharaj performed a yajna, Putra Kameshti yajna, to get a son, out of that Agni of the Havana Kund, Yajna Kund, along with Drishtadyumna, one girl came out of the Yajna, and that is Draupadi. And she is in her previous life the daughter of Medhavi Rishi. So Lord Krishna is narrating this pastime, this story to Pandavas and Draupadi. See, you also insulted Adhik Mas, considering it a Mal Mas. Did not give any respect to it, and you are suffering the consequences. So there is a solution for all of you. Now Purushottam month is coming right now. So you all should perform the Vrata in Purushottam month, out of which, because of that, all your inauspiciousness, all your miserable situations will be destroyed, and you will be able to gain back all the opulences, your kingdom, and all the glorification in this world. So Pandavas, being instructed by Lord Krishna, they very carefully performed Purushottam month, the Vrata in Purushottam month, and they were able to get back all the worldly pleasures as well. They finally went back to the abode of the Lord. So that is the glorification of Purushottam month. How Purushottam month came into existence And what is the significance of Purushottam month? Lord Krishna himself is the presiding deity in this month. It's known by his name. And he has blessed this month with all his qualities, all his great auspiciousness. The vrata performed in Purushottam month is even more beneficial than vrata performed in Kartik month. See, Kartik month, the presiding deity of Kartik month is Radharani. How can Purushottam month be more auspicious than Kartik month? Just by the blessing of Radharani only, actually. They say, any vrata performed in Purushottam month gives unlimited result. Even though this month, from the Karmakandi point of view, from all these ritualistic activity, may be considered as insignificant, there is no tithi. But that is the benediction. Because all these things, the worldly things, are actually binding us in this material world. So one can focus completely on the spiritual activities in this month, engage in devotional service and make his life successful. Cut down this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. People consider it malmas from the ritualistic point of view, but Acharya says, yes, this is malmas. The actual meaning of malmas is there is so much mal in our heart, so much garbage, dust accumulated in our heart. This month offers special benefit, special benediction. We can drive out all that mal from the heart. So yes, this is mal month. To drive out all the mal from our heart, to become purified, establish Krishna in our heart and go back to spiritual world. So what kind of activities one should perform in this Purushottam month? The one important activity is Dhamavas, residing in the holy place. One cannot directly physically go to the holy place, especially now this whole coronavirus situation. We may say, Krishna, we want to come to Vrindavan, we want to come to Jagannath Puri, but we may not be able to travel, we may not be able to go. Then how we do Dhamavas? We should make our homes into temple. We should make our homes into the holy place. See, wherever Bhagavad Gita is read, Bhagavad Gita is recited. Wherever Bhagavatam is read, Bhagavatam is recited. Wherever Ramayana is read, Ramayana is recited. That place becomes a spiritual place. So by engaging in these activities of reciting Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Srimad Ramayana, we can make our homes into a temple, our homes into a dham, holy place. And we should try to make our hearts into a temple, heart into a holy place. So Dhamavas, in that way we can reside in the holy place during this month of Purushottama. And then one should listen regularly. Listen what? Listen Bhagavatam, listen Ramayana, listen Bhagavad Gita. So every day listening to these spiritual topics. And chant the holy name. Get up early in the morning, especially in this month. If one is not able to get up regularly, but at least this month, one should get up in the morning, make a vow to get up in the Brahma Muhurat. Brahma Muhurat duration during the Purushottam month lies for a very short duration. So from 1.5 hour before sunrise to only up to half hour before sun, 1 hour before sunrise. So only about for half an hour, Brahma Muhurat lies. So one should get up in Brahma Muhurat and engage in the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So every morning, engage in the chanting of the holy name. And then recite some particular stutis from Bhagavatam. There are so many wonderful prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kunti stuti, Bhishma stuti, Gajendra stuti, Prahlad stuti. So one should recite these wonderful prayers from Bhagavatam on a regular basis during this Purushottam month. And one should consider giving in charity. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yagyadana tapaha. These things are never to be given up. So one should try to give charity in this special Purushottam month. Actually, there is one devotee who was telling that Purushottam month ke andar, aapko sona chhodna chahiye. Sona means gold. So one should give up gold. So one should give charity. Agar सोना नहीं दे सकते तो सोने का त्याग करना चाहिए. At least give up your sleep. तो अगर सोना नहीं दे सकते तो सोना सोना छोड़ो, स्लीप, इफ यू कैनॉट गिव गोल्ड एटलीस्ट गिव अप स्लीप, कट डाउन योर स्लीप इन दिस पुरुषोत्तम मंथ. सो वन शुड गिव इन चैरिटी, वन शुड कट डाउन वन्स स्लीप एंड द बॉडली एक्टिविटीज, एंड देन वन शुड फॉलो द एकादशी इन दिस पुरुषोत्तम मंथ वेरी सिंसियरली. इन दिस पुरुषोत्तम मंथ देर आर टू स्पेशल एकादशीज एंड देर इज सो मच सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ ऑब्जर्विंग एकादशी इन द मंथ ऑफ पुरुषोत्तम. ऑब्जर्विंग एकादशी इन द मंथ ऑफ पुरुषोत्तम एंड इफ समबडी डज चैंटिंग ऑन एकादशी इन द मंथ ऑफ पुरुषोत्तम द बेनिफिट इज अनलिमिटेड. सी इफ वन रिसाइड्स एट होम ही गेट्स वन टाइम बेनिफिट ऑफ चैंटिंग. This is described in Padma Purana. I am telling you as it is what is mentioned in Padma Purana. The glorification of the Ekadashis in the month of Purushottam. So if one chants the holy name at residing at home, he gets the benefit one time. If he chants the holy name at the banks of rivers, he gets the benefit 10 times. If one recites, if one chants the holy name in a Goshala, one gets the benefit 100 times. If one chants the holy name in a Yajnashala, one gets the benefit 1100 times. And if one chants the holy name sitting close to Vishnu, means in the temple, in front of the deities, or sitting next to Tulsi Devi, one gets unlimited benefit. So in observing the Ekadashis in Purushottam month, chanting the holy name is most auspicious, can give you unlimited benefit. And doing Tulsi Puja during this month of Purushottam, doing the Pradakshina of Tulsi, doing the Tulsi Puja, Tulsi prayer. So one should observe these things. Offering ghee lamps to Lord Krishna. See, we offer ghee lamps to Lord Krishna in the Kartik month and we recite this prayer, Damodar Ashtakam. Same way in Purushottam month also, one should offer the ghee lamp to Lord Krishna and recite this prayer known as the Choragra Ashtakam. This is also called Brajer Prasiddham. So Brajer Prasiddham Navanita Choram. One should recite that Ashtakam, that prayer in glorification of Lord Krishna and offer the ghee lamp. And actually offering the ghee lamp by putting that wick on the dry branch of Tulsi. So if some Tulsi branches have dried up, one can use those Tulsi branches on the top, put a ghee wick dripped with ghee, and then offer that lamp to Lord Krishna in this Purushottam month. This is most auspicious. And then offering services to the devotees, Vaishnava Seva, serving the devotees of the Lord. Dadati Pratigrahanati. There are six type of exchanges between the devotees. Serving the devotees, feeding the devotees, giving them gifts. So one should exchange the reciprocations with devotees, serve the devotees in this Purushottam month. So there are so many wonderful things one can do in this Purushottam month and drive unlimited benefit. Now one may think, oh, I will do everything. I will try to observe all these things. Yes, one can do all these things, but one should be very realistic. Try to take a vow. So one day before Purushottam month starts. Purushottam month is starting on 17th of September as per the US time. So day before means tomorrow, one should make a sankalpa. I am going to follow these things. On top of what I'm doing regularly in my spiritual life, I'm going to do these additional things in the month of Purushottama. See, giving up something of your very favorite thing also in month of Purushottam is also considered as some sort of austerity. If somebody is too much fond of eating something like sweets, mithaiya, so one can try cutting up on the sweets, giving up some sweets, giving up, cutting down on sleep, and then doing all these other spiritual activities. So one can choose what one can do. And rather than thinking to listening to our own mind, oh, I will do this, 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 and overburdening ourselves that after 10 days of Purushottam month we feel burned up and we give up those things, those vows. Better than that is be careful what you take sankalpa for. And better is to talk to your spiritual mentor, talk to your siksha guru, your counselor, your mentor, and because they may know your situation, where you are in your spiritual life, and guide you that, okay, you should try to do these things additional in this month of Purushottama to progress in spiritual life. So apart from what we should do in this Purushottama month, I just want to mention briefly what are the things one should not do in this Purushottama month. So what kind of things we should not do? One should not fall down from their spiritual practice, from their standards. Through their mind's words, action, one should not commit any sinful activities, breaking the four regulative principles. So through their mind, words, and action, one should not do any of those activities. And then one should not speak lies. One should not engage in any criticism, fault finding in this month of Purushottama. And one should not commit offenses. And on top of that, one should give up some of their favorite eatable things or bodily comfortable things. So these are some of the minimum things one can give up in this month of Purushottama: cutting down the bodily needs, engaging more in spiritual activity. Some devotee take a vow in Purushottama month, I'm going to eat only once a day. So that is cutting down bodily needs. I'm going to sleep only 5 hours, 6 hours. So if somebody has a tendency to take rest during the daytime, one can give up those sort of things. Okay, I'm not going to take rest in daytime or sleep in the daytime. I will better engage more in devotional activities, utilize that time in spiritual activities. So there are so many glorification of Purushottama month, a big list of what can be done in Purushottama month, and few things one should try to avoid doing in Purushottama month. Apart from these, there are so many other wonderful narrations in various Puranas in glorification of Purushottama month, how by observing a vrata in Purushottama month, some were able to achieve all the material opulences as well. They achieved back the spiritual world. They attained to the Goloka Dham, Vaikuntha Dham. The Purushottama month is very glorious. Please understand the glories of Purushottama month and tell others also about the glories of Purushottama month, and observe the vrata in Purushottama month to make our spiritual life more, get onto fast track. So in this lifetime, we can go back to Krishna. पुरुषोत्तम मंथ की जय, श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. सो थैंक यू वेरी मच. इफ एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चंस और कमेंट्स.
Hare Krishna. Devotees, yes, wonderful. Devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna.